USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Life-threatening flooding is occurring over portions of the Florida Panhandle in southern Alabama due to Hurricane Sally. The storm came on shore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane with winds above 100 miles an hour.
Over the southern and southeastern portions of the state, we are posturing for some severe inland flooding. A lot of those communities are low-lying and already have problems with rain events, but this is definitely going to be historic.
Jonathan Gaddy with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency speaking there on Fox News. Democrats and Republicans facing pushback over a stalled coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today she would not vote on a pandemic relief bill that has no bipartisan support. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden laying out his vaccine plan in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning anti-police protests after the shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies this past weekend.
To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room, yelling, "We hope they die." Truly despicable behavior.
The two L.A. County deputies are expected to survive after sustaining extensive injuries. Still no word from Los Angeles Laker and Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James regarding L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva's challenge that he match the reward money for the gunman who ambushed the two deputies. Nearly two dozen people are hurt after two cranes collided in Austin, Texas. At least 16 people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at a construction site where the first responder said the crane wires became entangled. And retail sales rose 0.6% last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Kenosha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Charles Lepeg says the damage from the rioting and looting over the police shooting of Jacob Blake has now topped $11 million in Kenosha. A company called Property Claim Insurances has tracked insurance claims since the rioting and looting took place, and what they're saying is the damage that occurred will at least be $1 billion to $2 billion in paid insurance claims. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying peaceful protesting is fine, but the violence and looting has to stop.
A lot of these small businesses that were looted and destroyed or had to close because the streets were unsafe, a lot of them were owned by the very minorities that these rioters allegedly were out there in favor of. And look, it's really important to point the difference. If somebody wants to go out and hold up a sign and scream and be loud because they are against something that's happening in our country, whether you agree with them or not, that's their constitutional right. What you don't have a right to do is set fires and attack police stations and kill people in the streets and then burn down buildings and then loot businesses. And that's what's happened here.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.